This is the Blockchain Billions podcast with your host, Hendrik De Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Albert Santolo. I'm the founder and CEO of 8Base. I'm an engineer by background and have stood up a couple of technology companies prior to 8Base. But 8Base is a little more than a year old, and our business is software to build software. So if you're familiar at all with things like Wix or Squarespace that help normal people, you know, non-developers build their own websites, that's essentially what we do at 8Base, but for enterprise software. So for the software that powers business, we put the tools into the hands of the people with the issues and let them develop and host their own software without having to hire developers. And that software can be blockchain-based or non-blockchain-based. It really doesn't matter. And with me here is Andrey Anisimov, who's our head of technology, who essentially runs our engineering efforts.
Yep. Hi, guys. This is Andrey. I'm a base VP of technology, and I'm running the engineering team.
How are you involved with blockchain?
8Base is both a user of blockchain, and we also provision blockchain for our users. So let me go into a little bit of depth on that. So first and foremost, we are going to stand up a token on the Ethereum blockchain that's going to be used inside the 8Base economy. And that token is going to allow developers all over the world to augment the 8Base product, essentially, with new capabilities on an ongoing basis. And in that process, engineers will be able to earn tokens. They will also be part of the, they will also have a reputation score and visibility into their overall profile and reputation score. And all of that will be encoded in the blockchain in an immutable record. And so that's really how we use blockchain primarily. But aside from that, we allow our users to build applications that involve blockchain as well. And we're not necessarily married to any one specific blockchain, but essentially they can work with it, you know, any special purpose blockchain and incorporate it into the software that they build for their users. So, you know, blockchain sort of permeates everything that we do. But at the same time, it's not all or nothing, just like blockchain is not all or nothing. You know, blockchain is not appropriate in every situation. And if it's not, you know, our users can also build software without blockchain.
We recognize that enterprise applications, they probably gonna be hybrid in terms of some of the part of the application will run on traditional infrastructure, especially everything related to user interface and end users interacting with the application. And a part of it can interact with blockchain, storing some hashes of the data or querying some information from blockchain. So essentially, our platform enables to marry the two, to basically take the underlying blockchain protocols and build a user interface on top of it that allows end users, business users, or customers to interact with those underlying protocols.
What are the biggest challenges and successes with blockchain?
Well, I mean, look, the biggest success with blockchain to date would clearly be Bitcoin. And the other cryptocurrencies, you know, most people don't know the difference between blockchain and Bitcoin, but, you know, Bitcoin is the best use case so far of the blockchain technology, right? But what the magic behind it is really blockchain. And so, you know, we're really excited about the potential that blockchain has in other areas. You know, we could talk a little bit about those. I think the challenge today is that most of the knowledge of blockchain is in the heads of very, very few people, developers that sort of work at the protocol level, because that's essentially where we're at. And you can see that, you know, this is witnessed if you look at blockchain applications. A lot of times they just don't look fully formed. They look, they have poor user interfaces. They lack capabilities. And that has to do with, you know, really a lack of product orientation and the difficulty in accessing blockchain. And so a big part of what we're doing at 8Base is democratizing all of that, is making it so that we're adding sort of the next layer of infrastructure on top of the blockchain protocol in the same way that, let's call it, a browser was the next layer of infrastructure above the TCP/IP protocol and made it so that normal people could access this stuff. And so 8Base makes it so that not only developers all over the world, but citizen developers, people of limited technical proficiency, can begin to deploy applications with blockchain.
So from the technical point of view, there are major challenges right now with blockchain, such as scaling blockchain, allowing to, you know, to sustain the number of transactions per second that enables a real production of applications, and then the user interface and security. So, but we believe that there will be two parallel efforts that will eventually drive this, you know, mass adoption of this. First is going to be at the protocol layer where people developing new blockchains or new scaling solutions. And then at the application layer, the application developers will drive the roadmaps, the demand for what features they need in order to scale and run their applications. So we feel that 8Base, it's kind of in between these efforts where we enable application developers to build applications top of blockchain and then enable protocol developers to integrate with 8Base and enable the application developers to build those applications, kind of connecting the two worlds.
In your point of view, what will blockchain augment, change, or replace?
Well, that's a great question. And I think that, you know, we have our views on this, but there's all sorts of things that we haven't imagined yet that blockchain can augment or replace. Look, I think that I tend to look at these things not from a technological perspective, but more of a business perspective. And I think blockchain has the potential to disrupt, you know, a number of industries. Some of them are sort of front and center, but a lot of them have to deal with places where there are middlemen, especially middlemen operating in an old school type of way. So a great example is banks, right? Banks, especially in the transactional part of what they do, the movement of money from one party to another. Really, you know, it may take a long time for this to roll out, but blockchain is a far better solution than a typical bank for this type of thing. It's much more efficient. It's much more, you know, it establishes a trustless environment. And, you know, I think that it eliminates a lot of the cost eventually as well. You know, we see some of the things on the horizon, like, for instance, tracking of assets. If I had the ability to sell my house to another person without having to go through all the intermediaries, including things like title companies and title insurance, because I could simply transfer my title from in the blockchain from me to the next person, that would be tremendously valuable. It would cut out a lot of steps, cut out a lot of costs, and make the transaction, you know, much faster and better. And so we, you know, our belief is that the world is moving extremely fast and blockchain is one of these technologies that has the potential to disrupt everything. And anybody who's in business today, whether it be in a large or small company, really, really needs to understand how it affects their business and needs to take steps to ensure that they're ready as these changes are sort of headed down their way so that they don't get disrupted or surprised by what happens.
Of course, blockchain will tremendously influence the development of the finance industry, but I think it's not limited to that. For example, any networks such as our ecosystem where developers and users can connect and exchange value. I think any network like this can be disrupted by blockchain. And in a few years, my view is that people will recognize that blockchain-powered networks are much more superior to traditional centralized network where you have a centralized entity that basically charges interest or serving ads to extract value from the network. That eventually, I believe that blockchain will pretty much be used in any network where there is exchange of value between participants. So we kind of betted heavily on it, and that's why we decided to run our ecosystem on blockchain day one.
How will people make money with blockchain?
You know, there's a lot of different ways that can happen, and I'm going to answer that one sort of like I answered the last one, which is that I think we've only gone so far in envisioning how that could work. But you know, one of the things that blockchain, the concept of blockchain and decentralization really closely aligns with is this concept of a gig economy. We've lived up until now in a very centralized world where people, you know, became employees of large companies, and they were sort of beholden to the way those companies did things. And more what we've seen is a decentralization of enterprise and of the workforce. And so technologies like blockchain help to support that type of structure and help create financial models, payment mechanisms, et cetera, for people in a decentralized world so that, you know, entrepreneurs can access a workforce that maybe is not within the four walls of their office, can easily interact with those people, manage what they do, drive results, and then pay them. And those people can also benefit from the reciprocal of all of that. You know, and then, and I would say in addition to that, because it's such a new disruptive force, from an entrepreneurial perspective, the people that launch these businesses, these technologies on blockchain, have tremendous potential to create the next Amazon.com, right? It's some subset of these blockchain companies will emerge as major, major winners. And we believe that 8Base is one of those.
And what advice do you have for those interested in the blockchain?
The advice I would give is try to really understand the technology. Even if you're not a developer, not very technical person, you know, try to dig deeper. Maybe you don't have to understand the cryptography, you know, behind it all, but at least how major blocks working, I think that gives you a tremendous advantage, because there is so much misinformation and individuals trying to take advantage of this whole paradigm. And, you know, you might, if you only scan high level articles, you might get misled. And I feel like knowing the technology, reading the white paper, trying to understand how it really works, I think that's really, you know, what I think is important. Because unlike any other developments, blockchain is very open source, is very open. You can read the papers, you can read the source code, you can interact with people. And I think that's how, you know, I would advise people to learn blockchain.
Yeah, my advice would be go deep. Overcome the frustration of how confusing it all is, but it's worthwhile to go deep and truly understand it, because it's probably going to impact everyone's lives. And you just don't want to be caught by surprise. And at the same time, if there's an opportunity for you, you should take it.
For more on this, visit blockchainbillionspodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out blockchainbillionsbook.com. Thanks for listening.